It's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And I have a special guest today. She came in to do her retirement speech. She's Molly Hagan from Calhoun County. And we were talking. I thought, I think it might be a good spotlight show. So welcome, Molly Hagan. How are you today?
Good.
Good? Good. So, Molly, you won queen, and then you're having to give it up this year, right, at the pageant?
Mm-hmm.
You give up your queen. Is there did you have a good time being queen?
Yeah.
Yeah? What'd you do? What was your jobs?
We had a wave and stuff and parades.
Oh, you had to wave? Is there certain waves? Did you have to learn how to wave, or do you already know how to wave?
I already knew how to wave.
Oh, let me see a wave. What's your wave? That's it? Yeah, that's a good one. Did you have any other waves? Like if your hand would get tired, you would switch hands or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh, you would? Which was your favorite wave hand?
Probably this one.
Yeah. All right. So last year, you won Little Miss Queen, right?
Yes.
What happened when you won? Did you start jumping up and down and start blowing kisses everywhere? What'd you do? What happened?
I really just walked up there and got my crown and stash and then walked around and waved.
Oh, yeah. And so what's it been like being a queen for a year?
Well, it's been fun with my queen sisters and stuff.
Who's your queen sisters?
Colleen and Kate.
Okay. And so you guys friends now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you went to parades and you went to the state pageant. How was that?
That was really fun because I got to see Colleen up there, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you stay there?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And did you compete for Little Miss Queen of State of Illinois?
No.
No. But you would you have? Oh yeah.
If I'm pretty sure there's not a Little Miss.
Okay. So when you went back to school, like you were in third grade, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you were queen and you go back to school, did you wear your crown and your sash when you went to school?
No.
How come? You're queen.
Because I shouldn't wear my crown and sash at school.
Oh, you shouldn't?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
St. Norbert's.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I went to St. Norbert's. Did you know that?
No.
No, you didn't know it. Who's your teacher?
Cassidy Clucky.
Oh, yeah? It's... How many children in your class?
13 counting me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you the smartest in your class?
I don't know.
Maybe. Could be. What's your favorite subject?
Art.
Art. Art. What do you like to draw?
I like to draw rainbows and cats.
Cats. Do you have a cat?
Yeah. I have two.
Two cats.
Mm-hmm.
What's their names?
One of them is a kitty, and its name is StubHub because he doesn't have a leg.
Yeah, what happened to his leg?
So there's another kitten, but he died.
Oh.
And his umbilical cord got wrapped around the StubHub's leg, and his leg got really black.
Oh, no.
And it fell off.
Oh, no. So you lost one and one lost a leg. But StubHub, you have, right? So StubHub, how's StubHub do with just three legs? Is the boy or girl cat?
Well, he's still a kitten. So
he's not a boy or a girl. Yeah, we don't know anything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how's StubHub do with just three legs?
Actually pretty good for a cat.
Really? For a cat?
Yeah.
So that's one of your pets, StubHub.
Yes.
Okay, what's the other?
The other cat is the mom of StubHub, and her name is Meow Meow Midnight.
Meow Meow Midnight. Okay, how come? Why Meow Meow Midnight? How'd you get that name?
I really don't know. My sister Natalie, she came up with Meow Meow. She's the youngest, so.
Oh, yeah.
And then, wasn't it Papa?
Yeah.
And then my Papa came up with Midnight.
I see. Papa, tell me about Papa. Who's Papa?
Papa Hagen. He's a deacon at our church.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Papa Hagen. Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
What do you guys do together? Do you take you anywhere, do any things with you?
Yeah.
What?
He takes us to eat sometimes, like after school, because my sister Natalie gets babysitted by him.
Oh.
And he takes us for ice cream and stuff.
Well, tell me a little bit about your family. So you have a sister, Natalie.
Yes.
What's she like?
Well, she's kind of like a little daredevil.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
What's she do?
She's just like crying a lot because she doesn't get her way or something like that.
That's a daredevil? Crying a lot?
Well, she's a little daredevil because she does a lot of stuff like a little daredevil.
Like what? She jump off the roof or something? Or what's she doing?
Well, she's just like any other ordinary daredevil.
Okay. But you're not a daredevil.
No.
No. Okay. So do you have any other sisters or brothers?
Well, I have two more sisters. My oldest sibling is Janie.
Yeah.
And she's 12 years old.
Uh-huh. She nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's she do for you?
Well, she helps us clean the house.
Oh, yeah? You got to clean the house?
Yeah.
Well, you had to clean the house while you were queen?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know. We have 7 people in our family.
7 people?
Yeah.
Wow. That's counting your mom and dad, huh?
Yeah.
See, all right. So you've got your little sister, your
Natalie.
Oldest sister.
Yeah.
Your little sister is Natalie. The oldest sister is?
Janie.
Who else we got in the family?
Chloe is the second oldest, and she is 10 years old.
Is she? Are you and her close? Is she nice?
Yeah.
She take care of you?
Well, it's usually Janie, because sometimes we ride home after school, and Janie babysits us.
I see.
But sometimes it's Chloe.
That's right. So, who else we got?
We got Charles. He is 5. He's turning 6 this year. And he's in kindergarten at our school.
Uh-huh. Do you like Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's he do? It's fun. What do you and him do that's fun? Anything together?
Sometimes we play together.
Yeah? What do you play? You play house
like
together?
Tag.
Oh, tag.
Or hide and seek.
Are you good at hide and seek? Is that pretty good? Yeah? Where do you like to hide at?
Sometimes I like to hide downstairs in our closet. And downstairs in the laundry room, we have like this rack that has a whole bunch of puppy coats. And
Puffy coats. Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said puppy coats. Oh, wow, you got a lot of puppies.
And
you got a coat for them.
And I stuff myself down in there.
In the puffy coat?
Yeah.
They can't find you in the puffy coat. No way. So you like to play hide-and-go-seek. Do you have any other? Are we missing a sibling?
No.
You named them all?
Yeah.
Okay.
4 siblings.
4 siblings. Mm-hmm. And so you live in Hardin.
Mm-hmm.
Where at in Hardin? In town?
No.
No. Where do you live at?
We live on Blue Ridge.
Blue Ridge. Up on Blue Ridge. That's up on top of the hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Out in the country?
Yeah.
Do you have any animals up on Blue Ridge, or just besides your cats?
Loki.
Huh? What?
Loki.
Loki.
Mm-hmm.
What's
He's
Loki?
My dog.
He's your dog?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is he?
He's half German Shepherd and half Great Pyrenees.
Great Pyrenees. Okay. All right. Is he a good dog?
Yeah.
Is he? Yeah.
He has three legs too.
He likes you?
He has three legs.
He's got three legs too?
Yeah.
Wow. What's up with the three legs in your pet family over there?
I don't know.
What happened to his leg?
Well, my dad on accident ran over it. And we had to get it cut off.
Oh, gosh. So, are you kind of careful? Because you only have two legs. You don't have four legs. You got to be careful around your household, right? I mean, everybody's losing their legs. So you got your dogs, your cats,
mm-hmm.
And hey, if you're just joining us, I have Molly Hagan, the retiring queen of Calhoun County, the little miss, littlest miss, and she lives on Blue Ridge. She's got a lot of three-legged pets. She's famous. She has the most three-legged pets in all of Calhoun County. How about that? That's something. Yeah, not everybody has that.
We have two.
Well, I imagine that probably tops the charts. So, what do you do for fun? What's your, I know you were queen. That was fun. Any other things you like to do for fun?
I like to draw.
You do? What are you good at drawing?
I kind of just told you.
You did?
Rainbows and cats.
Oh. Rainbows and cats.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You like drawing. You like being queen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you think, you're supposed to give up your crown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would be okay if, like, they have the ceremony, okay, and when it comes to giving up your crown, you just say, you know what? I think I'm going to stay for another term. Do you think you could do that?
No.
You couldn't? Would you like to?
No.
You wouldn't? You're done with being queen?
Kind of.
Kind of. All right. Because, a lot of waving, a lot of going to pageants.
Smiling.
Oh, my. A lot of smiling. Well, you got a good smile, though. Yeah. And you have both your legs. So,
last year, when I won,
yeah,
I actually did not have my two front top teeth. They both got pulled out.
Do you think that helped in, you think that helped in winning?
I don't know.
Because that's kind of cute. Now, did you get them for Christmas, your two front teeth? Did you have them by Christmas?
Why does everybody want me to have my two front teeth for Christmas?
Well, that's a song. All they want for Christmas is my two front teeth. You never sang that song? You never heard of that song? Okay. All right. Well, you got them now, don't you? And there's some good-looking teeth. I bet you brush those at least once a week, don't you?
Maybe twice. My mom has perfect teeth.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Well, she does. Well, you got your perfect teeth from her, right?
Maybe.
Hey, tell me about your mom.
Well, actually, she was Big Miss Jersey County.
Really?
Yeah.
When? Like a couple years ago?
No.
Okay.
2007.
I'll be darned. So she was Miss Calhoun County? Miss Jersey County. Miss Jersey County. All right. So that's cool. What else is good about her?
Well.
Does she cook good?
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Tell me some stuff.
So she sings at a lot of weddings.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
What songs does she sing? What's a song that she sings to you that you really like?
Well, she sings a lot of them.
She does?
Yeah.
Name one.
Pink Pony Club.
Pink what?
Pink Pony Club.
Pink Pony Club. How's that go? What's the first line? Hey, look at me over here. Okay, Pink Pony Club. All right, well, that sounds like a good song. I don't know if I've ever heard it on the radio or not, but maybe we could get your mom to come in and record it, and when we play it on the radio, what do you think? Are you a good singer, too?
Well, my dad is in a band.
He is?
Yeah.
What kind of band? Like a rock and roll band? Country band?
Yeah.
Rock and roll? All right. So he's a musician, right? What's he play?
Well, he actually sings.
He does?
Mm-hmm. He's a lead singer.
Ah. Do you sing?
Well, I'm singing in the talent show.
Okay.
I sang at the Jamboree in Calhoun County.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you sing that song that you're going to sing in the talent show? Can I hear what it sounds like? What song is it? It's not about the pink. It's not about the pink pony, is it?
No.
Okay, what is it? What's the song?
It's Crawdad's song.
All right, let's hear it. Do it for me.
You will have now get a pole, honey. You will have now get a pole, babe. You will have now get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawdad hole, honey. Baby mine. Sell your crawdad sweet for them, honey. Sell your crawdad sweet for them, babe. Sell your crawdad sweet for them. Your crawdad think it as mine, honey. Baby mine. Hurry up, you slept too late, honey. Hurry up, you slept too late, babe. Hurry up, babe, slept too late. Crawdad man done past your gate, honey. Baby mine. Heard the duck say to the drake, honey. Heard the duck say to the drake, babe. Heard the duck say to the drake, there ain't no crawdads in this lake, honey. Baby mine. So you get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole. We'll go fishing the crawdad hole, honey. Baby, honey. Baby, honey. Baby mine.
Woo, that's good. Who taught you that song?
Well, we had to sing it at the Jamboree, so basically Jerry Sievers.
Jerry Sievers.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good singer too, isn't he? Yeah. All right. So do you participate in the music and the entertainment? They have the entertainment club at Calhoun. Are you part of that, the Calhoun Club?
Yeah, the Jamboree, that was part of the...
Okay. What was your part in the Jamboree? What'd you do?
I sang that song, and then we did, like, the choruses of other songs and stuff like that.
Okay. I got a feeling you're going to... You like singing, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You might be a musician as well. Do you play any instruments or not?
No.
No? No instruments? No. Are you going to someday?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I might do band.
You might do band.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Molly, thanks for coming in. Any last words that you want to express? Because you are a queen. You are retiring as queen.
Mm-hmm.
Any, you know, to your people, do you want to tell them anything across the board? Huh?
I don't really know.
No? You don't have something? Okay.
No. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thanks for coming in. And you have a great day and have a great time at the Calhoun County Fair.
I'm going to have a great time at the Calhoun County Fair.
Okay. Take care.